Well, I want to welcome you all to Spring Street Center in the Subit House of Greater Seattle. My name is Paul Nelson, and we're delighted today to have a visitor from Morocco. El Habib Luai is our guest, and he's been touring all over the United States. Friends he met, by and large, through Facebook. Is that right? Through Facebook?
Yeah, that's
right. Which is just, it's just stunning how that works, you know. It reminds me of the story of the guy who has time travel ability, and he goes from our era, 2013, 30 years in the past, and the person's like, wow, what's it like in the future? And the guy says, well, a lot more crowded, a lot more polluted, you know, the climate system's falling apart, the traffic, oh, it sucks. And he says, oh, you know, but I have this device in my pocket with which I have access to all the information ever in humankind. And the guy from 1973 or 83, his eyes light up. And he says, that is amazing. What do you do with it? And he says, well, I argue with strangers and look at videos of cats. So Habib using Facebook is a good example of the internet and the beauty that it brings us. And so we became friends, and then he said, I'm touring the United States. And I said, you have to come to Seattle. So we went to New York first, where he read at the Bowery Poetry Club with Bob Holman. And he went to the Allen Ginsberg Trust, and he recorded some of his translations of Allen Ginsberg's poetry into Arabic there with Peter Hale at the Ginsberg Trust, and it's online on the Ginsberg website. Then he went to New Jersey, and he visited Patterson and got a tour of the Allen Ginsberg's stomping grounds. He saw Ginsberg's grave and William Carlos Williams' house. And then he went to Altoona, Pennsylvania. And then a bus from Altoona to Boulder, right? Yeah. Stopping in Cleveland
one
and Chicago.
Day, 15 hours.
And then from Boulder to a meditation center.
Yes, Shambhala Mountain Center.
Shambhala Mountain Center. And then after
Three
that
nights.
To Portland.
Yep.
And after that here. And from here, he's going to San Luis Obispo, California on the Amtrak. And then visiting with Michael Rothenberg and going to Santa Cruz.
Santa Rosa. Moe's Books.
He's doing a reading at Moe's Books in Berkeley.
And then to Levantine Cultural Center in Los Angeles.
So
that's a flight to New York, and then 2 days, maybe meeting Amir Baraka. I just received this morning. My friend, he's a professor, emeritus professor at Rutgers University. He wrote to someone who knows him. His son is running for the city council in New Jersey, so he's trying to talk to his father.
Right. And while in the Bay Area, he's going to visit with Michael McClure, and Michael McClure is going to take him to have lunch with Joanne Kiger at Joanne Kiger's house. So, I mean, this guy gets around like nobody else that I know. He's a PhD candidate right now. He's doing his research on the Beats and the Moroccan culture of the time when the Beats visited. So please, a warm Seattle welcome for Habib.
Thank you.